is the lion and the bear. The lion and the bear. It's about a young man by the name of David who was about to take on Goliath, who was 9 feet 6 inches tall. Goliath was a seasoned warrior. David is just a young boy. And we find in this text that he's having a conversation with King Saul. And David, who was just a kid, was sent to the front lines by the father to take bread and cheese, kind of a care basket, to his 3 older brothers who were enlisted or a part of the army. So David comes to the front lines carrying bread and cheese, and he gets a drift of what's going on with the army. Here's what's happened. There's a standoff or a stalemate. Think of a valley. On one side is the Philistines. The other side is God's people, the Israel army, and they're in stalemate. Goliath is 9 feet 6 inches tall, and he says this. He taunts the armies of Israel, and he says, whoever will come out and fight me, if I win, then you all serve us. If you win, we'll serve you. And so for 40 days, there's a deadlock. Here comes David onto the scene, just a young kid, hears about it. He says, well, what's going on? And he then eventually takes on the giant, we know the story, and he throws a stone with a slingshot, and he brings the giant down. But there's 2 paragraphs in your sermon listening guide I want us to read together. But David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. Understand that in the first 35 verses of this chapter, there's no mention of God. None. The Israel army is facing off with the Philistine, but there's no faith factor being exercised. David, a young boy, comes to the front line, and he sees what's going on, and he steps in and begins to have a conversation with King Saul. He says, I will take on Goliath. Saul says, I don't think you should. You're just a boy. Have you ever had anybody tell you you shouldn't or couldn't do something that you felt God was leading you to do? As long as it was in line with his word and you have this sense, I need to do this, you know, God calls people. But you know what's going to happen? Something called resistance. There's always going to be a voice in the crowd to push back on it. But David said, I will take on Goliath. Saul says, I don't think so. You're just a boy. David said, you know what? When I was a shepherd, I had a lion or a bear come and steal a sheep. And I went after him. And I freed the sheep. And then the lion or the bear turned on me. And then I took care of both of them. So David says he has a lion and a bear story in his life. And because of that, they were confidence builders to take on Goliath. And he says, because God delivered me with the lion and the bear, I think I can now go after Goliath, who was the giant. Everybody here from 2025 has lion and bear stories. They're just small events. It may be a conversation in your workplace, the kind of language that's being used, you don't enter in. It may be how someone treated you. And as Gretchen pointed out, she learned she didn't have to retaliate and volley the ball back with a return comment. There's all these small lion and bear experiences that can prepare us, that are stepping stones for the bigger Goliath. And so what I want to do today is talk about these lion and bear stories. And the big idea, it's in your notes, and I'll have Jake put it on the screen. As we reflect on 2025, celebrate the lion and bear stories of God at work in your life. And at the end of the message, I'll clarify this more, but I want you to know what your stories are. I'll be honest, when Jack and I were talking just yesterday about the theme he was using for his class about these markers where there's certain experiences that stick out and they're reminders of God's goodness to us. And I thought about this message, it kind of came together that each of us have lion and bear stories this year that demonstrated God's goodness to us. And we need to know what they are. So what I want to do is share with you five truths about what I'll call lion and bear stories. Number one, in your notes. They come from your personal faith walk experience. In other words, everybody's got something. And it's a result of the faith we have in God that literally becomes a marker in our life of God's goodness to us. Read with me, Philippians 3:10. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering. In other words, Paul says, I want to know and experience in an intimate way this connection with the living God. He says, I want to know Christ, even during times of suffering. And so when David comes to the battle line, when he comes to the front line, and he has this red-hot faith, and I mentioned that there's some red-hot faith there too. There's no mention of God until verse 36. David brought it with him. Do you realize wherever you go, if you have red-hot faith, you're connected with God, you want to make a difference in your life, you literally carry it with you. You could go to your office party. You can go to a family gathering. They may not have any interest in it, but you can bring God with you. And when David showed up, verse 36, the first mention of God in that chapter, he carried it with him. And so it's your personal faith walk experience. Paul says, I want to know that. I want to experience that. And each of us can do the same. Here's a quote. Faith doesn't remove mountains. It helps you to climb them. It's true, isn't it? It's great when the mountains disappear. Sometimes they do. On the other hand, faith will help us climb it. All right. Point number two. It's a challenge or a threat in our life. In other words, our lion and bear stories are usually some kind of a challenge to us or a threat in our life. Let's read together those couple of verses. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Let's talk about challenges or threats. Maybe it's the diagnosis of having cancer. Maybe it's the loss of a loved one. It could be sickness. It could be a family crisis. It could be a host of things. It could be relational. It could be a family member or a marriage, a relationship of difficult circumstances. And the raw materials of a lion and bear story start with some kind of a challenge or a threat. And so for David, the lion and the bear came after the sheep, and he got him free, the sheep freed from them, but then he literally took them on and he slew the lion and the bear himself. But the point is this: oftentimes the threats and the obstacles in our life are what God will use as a setup to deliver us and bring him glory. Here's a quote. Turn obstacles into opportunities. You walked in here this morning, and every one of us have some kind of a obstacle in front of us. It's a challenge, or it's a threat. It's a high concern. And I want you to reframe it and look at it as an opportunity, whatever it is. Say, wait a minute, if God is bigger than that, so I'm going to take the challenge or the threat, and I'm going to look at it as an opportunity. All right, number three. Lion and bear stories are a time when God shows up. When God shows up. Let's read verse 37 in your notes. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. Understand, there's a time where God has to show up or I don't experience the rescue. In the book of Job, you know the story. He lost 10 children in one day. He lost his livestock. His wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? And Job says, you know, I'm going to hang in there with my faith. And I think it's around chapter 39. For the next 38 chapters, there's this discussion of life not being fair, but Job kept his faith. Now then, around 39, thereabouts, here's what happened. It says, then the Lord spoke out of the storm, out of the cloud. Then. You see, everybody needs a then moment. It's when you're journeying through a difficult time, but God steps in and turns it. It's a then the Lord. It's one of those times where he just shows up to do something for you. And so David experienced these then moments with the lion and the bear, and he found deliverance. Read with me 2 Chronicles 16:9 in your notes. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. You know what this is saying? God's looking for a man or a woman, even a child. He's looking for an individual who has red-hot faith like David, and that wherever they go, they take God with them. And he's looking for a person who has that heart, and he will show himself strong on behalf of those who are trusting him. That person is you. Wherever you go, family gatherings, to work, you go to the grocery store, if you carry the faith factor with you, God will show up at the right time to bring deliverance to whatever it is you're walking through. All right, number four. Fourth thing about these kind of stories is this. It brings glory to God. Brings glory to God. And I forgot a quote, did I, Jake? Let's go back. Thanks. When God shows up, everything changes. In other words, when you and I have faith and we stick with our faith and we don't break faith with God, what happens is he will show up at some point. Then the Lord. And when he shows up, everything can change. All right, number four. The fourth point is this. It brings glory to God. Let's read verse 36 in your notes. Your servant was killed with the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like them because he has defied the armies of the living God. David had a God-centered life. And when this deliverance with the lion and the bear happened, he just thanked God for it. And so you and I have to live this God-centeredness. And when we do that, God will get the glory from it. Here's a quote. In my story, God gets the glory. Somebody said, well, whatever happens to me, give God the glory for him showing up and working in your life. And finally, number five. The fifth thing that I want to share about this story is this. They are confidence builders for the next challenges in our lives. Read it with me, verse 37. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. David used the smaller victories to give him God confidence for the next challenge that lied ahead in the way of Goliath. Now, next Sunday, I plan to speak on 2026. We're going to talk about the theme, one word for the life of the church, it's advance. But today we're looking back into 2025. And when we identify our lion and bear stories, they become confidence builders for what can happen in the future. So number one, they're very personal. Everybody has their own faith walk experiences. Number two, it's usually a challenge or a threat. Number three, it's a time when God will show up. Number four, it'll bring glory to his name. And number five, they're confidence builders for what is yet ahead. So yesterday, I looked at my entire 12-year calendar. I flipped back through each month, and I tried to identify my lion and bear stories. And quite frankly, I'll be honest, I've been so busy in December, and especially this past week, I wasn't even really zeroing in on this. And when I thought about it, it helped me sift through all that happened, and I came up with about 12 things that were significant marker events for me, that just kind of did something for me. I want to share with you three of them. Just got a few minutes remaining. The first one is this, the jail ministry. I go there about once a month, have the opportunity to speak with the inmates, and you know, there could be 0, 1, or 2, or 8 to 10 people in each service. And so it varies, not everybody comes, but here's what it's done for me. There's people there that primarily, a lot of them are drug abusers, that's why they're in jail. There's sex offenders, there's people that have violated parole. There's a host of issues, but here's what it learned or taught me. I've seen people on the inside who, despite their circumstances and their mess ups, that are still trusting God. And you know, God called Peter to walk on the water. And there's people that are in jail that are walking on the water, not being drowned by it. And it's taught me a lot, that despite circumstances, your faith can make the difference. Now, the same water that can drown you and me, circumstances of life, that same water we can walk on, because God has called us through our faith to walk on the water, not be drowned by it. So the jail ministry has been one of those markers for me. Let me give you another one. It was June 20th. I had a pretty good prayer time in the morning. They're not always like that. And I ended praying this. I said, God, do something that is God today. That was it. You know, don't usually pray that. But I said, do something that is God. So I went through the rest of the day, and I went back to look at my email, and at 4:17 p.m., I got an email from Mike Reinen. It's somebody who is the area director for our church over Africa. And we'd met him on some mission trips, and our mission trip, and had talked with him. But here's what he said. He said, would I consider being a pastor to missionaries in Africa? Now, there's like 8 to 10 of them, in terms of people that are assigned over there. And basically, it was an opportunity to do something new and different. It's a volunteer position. Talk to the board about it. And it's primarily remote, although there's an upcoming trip to Togo that Pastor Jack and I are going to go on to do a lead a retreat there. But the point is this. A simple answer to prayer on something that was not even on my radar that happened that day was a marker and a lion and bear story for me. Third thing I want to share is this. The Israel-Jordan trip, for the months leading up to that, there was a lot of concern about safety and with the war going on, and Pastor Ed and Robin and Jack and myself had peace about the trip, at the same time, in our heads, this conflict is happening. And the peace agreement got signed at about 2 to 3 weeks before we left, and we had an amazing safe trip. It went very well. But here's what it did for me. The faith over fear was something I had to learn. It took me a while. I had to work through that. I think all of us did. But it became a lion and bear story to prepare for whatever comes next. Now, you have the same thing in your own life. And what I want you to do as we close out here, there's a list here. What are your lion and bear stories from 2025? You're probably going to have more than five. But I want you to take some time today. I want you to review the year. And I want you to write down where God showed up for you. Maybe small things. They're lion and bear stories. And you know what it'll do? It will give you confidence as you face 2026, because you're probably going to face a Goliath at some point. And the more confidence you have from the lion and bear events of your life, let me tell you, the greater your strength will be going forward. So today, we just want to focus on 2025. And my challenge is to each of us, go home today. I want you to take this paper and review the year and say, you know what? Where did God show up for me? What were some of those stories, big or small, of how he made a difference in your life? Because you know what? When you're God-centered, you get God confidence going forward. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning as we review the year, that there have been times where you showed up. You did stuff for us that was undeniably and unmistakably your hand and presence. I pray for each person here that they will inventory their own life, their own faith journey, and they'll write them down. The things where you provided, you spared us from things, you gave us strength, you gave us wisdom, you gave us guidance, because, Lord, that's where life is at, when you are entwined and intermingled with all the things that happened to us. So I pray for this group, that you'll help us all to find strength and energy and life from the lion and bear stories, knowing that they're confidence builders for what is yet to come. It's in your name we pray. Amen.